We have Carl Dix. Carl, Carl, let me give you my all the different labels I have for you. Ready? You're the co-initiator with Dr. Cornel West of Stop Mass Incarceration Network, correct?
Yes.
And we also identify as a representative of the Revolutionary Communist Party.
Yes.
And we've spoken before, and I find your point of view fascinating. And I was wondering what you had to say about the Missouri, University of Missouri situation.
Well, what I have to say about this situation is that, one, people should not be subjected to racial slurs, death threats, and other attempts at intimidation just because of the color of their skin. And that's something that's been going on for several years with an intensifying campaign of that.
Does anybody disagree with you that is sort of...
Yeah, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that disagrees with that, Mr. Dix.
No, actually, you wouldn't, because there are some white students on the University of Missouri campus who feel that their right to hurl the N-word at people is free speech. They should be able to ride around in pickup trucks, and if they see a black student, they yell at them, get out of here, and use the N-word.
Were those students or townies? Those are people who lived in the town there, right?
Well, the most recent instance happened on the campus at what was being billed as a white student speak out.
Uh-huh.
I don't have any verification that the people who were calling themselves white students were in fact students, but they were on the campus having a speak out. Three black students walked by. They were barraged with the N-word as they walked away. Some of the whites at this got in the truck and followed them, including followed them off campus, yelling the N-word at them.
I think that...
So that's one thing, but here's the other thing.
Okay.
People have been complaining about this on the University of Missouri campus for several years now, and the authorities would not act on those complaints. That's why you saw a situation develop like the one where there was a mass call for the resignation of the president that was joined not only by black students, but a number of white students, and that members of the Missouri football team went on strike. And a man went on a hunger strike,
right,
to demand the resignation of the president, because the president was telling people, it's just words, ignore it.
Did you see the eight demands from the 1950 organization?
Yes, I saw the demands.
So it was really more than just the resignation of the president. In fact, they didn't ask for the resignation. They asked for his, he formally acknowledged his white male privilege. And then they had a series of a very reasonable request for more mental health services and sort of more representative faculty. And then there were sort of mixed in things that were sort of extreme. Was the school working on some of these things?
Well, the school had been refusing to work on anything around this. And that's why it focused up on there was a demand for the president to resign. Jonathan Butler, a graduate student.
Yes, he was.
Went
yes.
on a hunger
yeah,
strike.
That's when things got bad.
Demanding resignation of the president.
No, I understand. It got
and
there, and they got that.
The role in